More than 50,000 showgoers have rolled up for the opening day of this year's Royal Adelaide Show.
It's been a long time between drinks and the Beer and Barbecue Fest is set to be a sizzler.
Next season's AFL Gather Round in Adelaide is close to a sellout.
Back home, dry skies are greeting festival goers as Oz Asia officially opens in the city tonight.
It's the event that brings to life Adelaide City during the winter months. So now the much-loved Illuminate Festival is back, bigger and better than before.
The Heaps Good Guide, celebrating and supporting our great city.
That's right, Callum. It's that time of the week where we get into our Heaps Good Guide to find out everything that is happening this month because there's so much going on.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Tom, the two events we're going to talk about are the complete polar opposites, so very keen to get into them.
Let's jump straight in. Callum, huge four-day festival which kicked off yesterday with free entry for all spectators. It is the Adelaide Equestrian Festival. This started yesterday on the 18th and it is running all the way to Sunday, the 21st. Of April. This is going to be an amazing event with a blend of thrilling competitions, interactive activities, family fun, so you can bring the kids along if you want. You can even get wine tastings down there if you please.
Awesome. Now, it sounds very fancy. Now, I was taking a look at it, Tom. It's really interesting because if you're really into horses and the sport and the equestrian side of things, you can go there, check it out, talk to the riders, talk to them about, you know, the diet of their horses, the routines, the exercises. But if you know nothing about the sport, it's also so much fun. Like you said, just have a wine and a look around in a beautiful location.
Yeah, and if you know nothing, like you said, you can still go up and meet these horses and athletes right up close, find out more about it. They're going to have some of the world's best riders, so do not miss out on the 2024 Adelaide Equestrian Festival. It's running all the way through to Sunday.
Tom, True Grit SA is running from the 20th to the 21st of April this weekend, and I have to say, this one looks like a lot of fun. We've heard of a few people doing it. Pretty much, it's a military-inspired obstacle course that really pushes your mental and physical strength.
Now, Callum, back at school, we had two high school teachers who performed in True Grit, and I remember being in Year 7 thinking, that looks like fun, I want to do it, mainly because of the danger. They used to have, like, I don't know if they still do, but I'm sure they would. Mm. They have these wires that hang down, you got to get through it, and they shock you as you go through. It's for the toughest of the tough, this one.
That's it. And there's two different obstacles you can do. You can do a 10-kilometer obstacle course with 30 obstacles, or you can halve it down to do 5 kilometers with 15 obstacles. But like you said, a few of the obstacles are a bit out there. They had the electroshock ones before. Looking at what they've got now, they've got a big old tire wall that you have to climb over, a massive frame that you have to climb over, monkey bars, you have to run through water, all these different crazy things. And I think they leave a little bit to mystery as well that's going to shock you on the course as you go through. And I don't mean shock as a joke that there is electricity stuff I'm leaving out. I'm not sure if there is this year, but there might be.
Mate, I've got to ask you, what would you be going the full 10Ks, or would you just start off with a 5K, make it easy on yourself?
I feel like if you were going there all the way to Cadell, I would 100% have to do the whole thing, and I have to do the full 10Ks.
Absolutely. It's happening up at the Riverland this weekend, the 20th and the 21st of April. That and so much more, Callum, happening all month in the month of April right here in SA, the city that doesn't sleep.
That's it. Like I said, they were two completely different events, and that's what's going to happen for the rest of the year. We've had a look at the rest of April. There's some really different things happening.
If you want to find out everything that's going on, Google the Post SA or head to their socials.